everyone, welcome back to another episode of Who Said That? And as you can tell, Kay is still not back with us because she's enjoying her time in the Eastern Cape. But we have someone really, really special. One of our bosses is joining us. So I think I need to act correct and come corrected because she's the lifestyle print editor, Tami. Introduce yourself to the very, very nosy Who Said That listeners.
Hello, fellow listeners. Yes, let's get into it.
Definitely. So we're going to be talking about the Real Housewives. Me, Tami, Kay, we talk about this all the time when we're sitting around each other. We watch literally every single franchise you can think of. But many of us have noticed, especially fans and viewers, that the shows are coming off very scripted. So we, before Tami, we would be very aware that some of the storylines are scripted from The Housewives. We saw that recently in The Real Housewives of Durban, where Sanya was basically a plant by the producers. We saw it in Potomac when they tried to make Candace's husband, Chris, the fall guy for everyone else's drama and ignoring Robin's home drama. So how are we as viewers making it so quick for producers to make it a problem for them to not see that this is not okay now? We know it's a reality show, but can't we base it on real lives? Can't we be asking the real questions? Because I'm getting frustrated as one, as a viewer, when I'm watching this and I know it is too scripted now.
You know, I think when we watch these things, we really need to be critical. We watch these things and we say it's a reality show. The reality of the show is it's people who've come with their lives and they're introducing us to their world. But there's no reality after that. Because the placing of Usane on the Real Housewives of Durban, firstly, she's not a housewife. So why is she there?
First of all,
the housewife franchise is based on being rich, having a rich husband, and being extremely successful. Yeah. I don't know what she does in her career, but apparently she is popular in KZN. But she has been planted there basically as a newspaper of sorts, as a tabloid to just spread people's news. And on top of it all, she's just gossiping and gossiping and gossiping and causing drama. So perhaps they felt that because now the Housewives franchise has been taken on by Bravo and is being enjoyed overseas, they felt like they needed extra drama to copy the Americans. Yeah. But we might have gone a little bit too far when we start speaking about people's husbands doing this and people sleeping their way to the top and doing that. Yes, it could be true. Yes, it could be not. It might not be true. That will be revealed in time because it always comes out in time.
True.
Such as Londi's rumors came up last year.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they were true. But we've crossed the line and we no longer care about South African society now. Mm. We now care about the world and the world is drama. Yeah. Potomac is drama on its own. I mean, even just the way that you say they ignored Robin's reality, which was her husband was cheating. Mm-hmm. And then they made Chris, who's not cheating, a cheater.
Exactly.
So what does that say?
I mean, I can, this may be a controversial topic. Maybe even Nonku's man is a plant because he just came out of the blue. Like
Nonku's man is the most confusing thing ever.
Like,
they calling him names. At some point, one of the ladies, Maria, said he was a Tinder swindler.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was just a bad edit or that was the other thing we need to discuss about Durban is the editing because it goes from one sentence to another. There's no flow. And then you just hear that music go, bing. And then you realize, oh, emotionally, I'm supposed to think this is dramatic.
Yeah.
Even when it's not. So Nonku's boyfriend came out of nowhere. She was going on about, I need RT in my life. But then episode two, they were on a date where it looked like she didn't quite know him. Then he's buying her a car.
Right.
How
did we get there?
How do we go from 1 week of knowing a man to him buying you a car to you having him at your non-virginal ceremony? Some of it just doesn't make sense and it doesn't flow. What is going on with the editing of that show?
It has no editing. And then after that situation, you have Nonku introducing her man to her family in cameras. Like, they don't even know who this man is. She hasn't really spoken to them about him. And she's out here having cameras in the kids' faces and be like, hey, meet my new boyfriend who now is admitting that he is a rapist. Like, guys, what are we doing? Like, I'm very confused with the scripting of this show. Like, it is pissing me off.
I don't know if they, is Nonku meant to be the villain this season? Or is it meant to be JoJo? Or is it a combination of both? Because in the last episode, Unonko seemed quite drunk when she was telling everybody to shut up, and she told Maria that her lips are so big that she shouldn't be talking. So I don't know if they are plying people with alcohol when they know they shouldn't be drinking. Mm-hmm. And even the whole thing when Jojo went off about something that made absolutely no sense.
No sense. She was overreacting. And I felt like that too was very scripted, because then she started throwing water and having a chinta chantum. And I'm like, where did this come from?
And
out of nowhere.
Let's just discuss Bube. Bube is allegedly one of the richest people in KZN. Mm. We do not dispute. But what does Bube do? And why have we not been told what Bube does?
Mm-hmm.
Bube does occasionally mention that he was a fighter, he was a boxer, this, this, this. But can we move into where we are now? You agree to be on a reality show, so you need to let us know what you do. If mm-hmm. you don't want your husband on a reality show, Miss Mops on Joburg didn't want her husband on the reality show. She never discussed him. She never discussed what he does. Jojo is proudly flaunting Bube. So can you please let us know what Bube does for a living?
I mean,
because you keep telling us he's rich. You're so rich. You're richer than the whole world. What does she say? She's doing an upgrade for how many million?
I can't recall the number, but a few million. Can the bone collector Annie, who bought up Petal, come and do the same thing for Bube? Because I have so many questions that need to be answered. Annie's been very on and off on who she needs to collect her coins on, because
definitely,
I'm like, you cannot only just attack Sunny. Like, there are some people who have been very questionable in this group, and you need to hold them accountable since you've been that missus from day one.
Is it that Annie is scared of people with money? Because the way that everyone talks to Sarisha is very different, and it's been picked up, even Nonko. It's been picked up that the way Nonko speaks to Sarisha is with respect, and then the way that everyone speaks to everyone else is with disrespect. But is it that Annie is scared of Jojo's money and, Bube's money, let's say? Because the time that Bube had a heart attack in the previous season, it was like everyone was afraid to address that as well. And then Jojo said that she was scared that her husband would die because she'd be broke, which for me is, I don't know. It's wow.
I mean, isn't there a prenup? Did she sign a prenup? We don't know with Jojo. Cause like, if your man's going to pass away, I would think the way you hold him in such a high regard, he's probably going to give you all the money.
But
so
also
are you stressed?
You married a rich man. Why are you not creating businesses? They made fun of the other ladies in previous seasons. And Londi was part of this. And look what happened to her when they were making fun of Ula Tongo and saying this and this. And Lokoko was like, I wake up in the morning and I run businesses and I do this. I don't depend on a man.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all rolling their eyes. You know, the fate of reality show, that's the other thing, as much as it's scripted, in real life, it seems to destroy relationships and marriages.
Very true. If your marriage is not strong and you come onto the Housewives, it will quickly crumble, because the divorce rate in the Housewife franchise is like over 70%. Majority of people do not stay married after the first season.
And that is another thing. Is it because the producers literally do not care about the cast, where they go and they dig up skeletons?
Yes.
Because I think Sané is somebody's skeleton. Sané knows too much about these women, and she knows what she seems to know are facts.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure. It's alleged facts, but what she seems to say is true. So where is she digging up these skeletons from? And is it that the producers don't really care what happens in these women's lives and the aftermath?
I think they don't, because if you look at other reality shows internationally, you remember The Heels and The Hills franchise, and what was that beach?
The OC.
OC, yeah. And how many of the castmates came after, years after. They were like, producers would literally send us to a restaurant or send us to someone's house and be like, okay, you have a shooting time until 6 or 7, 9 p.m. You need to make something happen between this time.
Yes.
Like, that's a sad reality. So I'm hoping SA reality does not come to that.
Well, I can tell you a story. So I was part of a reality show that didn't quite make it to TV. Maybe we didn't have enough drama. But what producers would do is they would invite you, number one, late. They'd give everyone a different time. So by the time you get there, everyone is pissed off at
you. So is this why other housewives come 3 hours
yes,
later?
Yes, because they're not actually always late. They've been told to come at 12 and everyone else was told to come at 9. Mm. And then while you are in the middle, because if you notice one common denominator, housewives are either always traveling or eating.
Mm-hmm.
So while you're waiting for your meal or you're eating, a producer off camera will call you and say, do you know that this person was saying this and this and this about you before you got here? Emotional, human emotion will click in. You will get upset. As soon as the camera starts rolling, a fight will ensue.
Mm, mm, mm,
so they do set you up to fight. Yes, they don't give you a script, but they emotionally set you up because they are so invested in your life and what you're doing daily that they know things that you think people don't know. If somebody is saying on a reality show, for instance, your husband is seen around town with girls and this and that and that, chances are he has been seen around with girls, but the story is just, there's no meat to it, and we don't know if it's true or not. And chances are at home, it is bothering you. When the whole thing happened in the Potomac, where they were saying that people's husbands were seen on dates, one was seen on a date wherever, it had really happened.
Mm.
And Robin later then had to confess. It's just that I think Robin has been doing this housewife thing so long, she's controlled. She knows when and when not to agree to something. And she was just like, say whatever, I will not talk about it. But the South African ladies are still quite new to this, so they've got a lot to learn.
A lot to learn. And the way it ended on the season, so let's just close on this note. Do you think JoJo is staying on?
I think JoJo is staying on. I've been watching JoJo's social media. The other day, JoJo... Nononku were at a mall and they had guys with AK-47s protecting them. I don't know what they were protecting. So I think JoJo is loving the fame.
Mm.
But I think something is not right. I think something is going on with JoJo because she has strange outbursts. She had these outbursts, Nomabusi, and apparently it was fine. And now she did it to her own friend this week. But JoJo is definitely staying on. And can we please find out what Bube does for a living because he's so rich?
Thank you so much, guys, for listening to our 6th episode on Who Said That. You can listen to us on thecitizen.co.za and follow us on Citizen News on Iona FM.